We have a few announcements this morning. On behalf of the Rummage and Plant Sale Fundraising Committee, we are delighted to announce that the big pile of stuff that was in the social hall last week turned into over $2,000 that was raised this weekend through the Rummage, Plant Sale, and Cookout. A sincere thank you to everyone in our LCUUC community who volunteered time or donated items to help make this possible. There are a few plants left in front of the building that can be purchased through free will donation to our offertory baskets today. Today after service in the social hall, we will be having a Soups on Sunday lunch. If you would like to stick around for some good conversation and some great food, please purchase your lunch at the kitchen window. The cost is $5 for the lunch. We will also celebrate Maya and Nicole after service by sharing some delicious cake in the social hall. It's time to start thinking about how you'd like to lend your hand to keep our church strong and vibrant. The Sharing the Ministry Fair will be held after service today in the social hall, where you will have the opportunity to learn more about the committees and work groups here at church, ask any questions you have, and sign up. We hope that everyone will sign up for at least one thing. Serving on a committee or work group is a fun, great way to help out, to make connections, and have some fun. Sign-up sheets will be out through May 29th. Join UUs from all local congregations in the Milwaukee Pride Parade on June 12th. Show your support and affirmation as a person of progressive faith for all members, friends, and neighbors who are gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, queer, or questioning. People of all ages are welcome to march. What to wear? We encourage you wear past year's Interweave t-shirts, UU t-shirts, or Pride-themed UUA t-shirts. Bring your church banners too. Please RSVP to Quinn Bennett from UUCW to let us know you plan to march with the UU Pride Parade team this year, or just show up and look for us. Plan to arrive by 1:30 p.m. at the staging area on 2nd Street between Lapham Boulevard and Greenfield Avenue. On both Saturday the 11th and Sunday, June 12th, Pride also welcomes friendly people to stand and welcome people at the front because the protesters can be annoying or even frightening for some people. Please see Reverend Amy for more details. We continue to need a newsletter editor for next year. Please see Reverend Amy if you are willing to step into this position. It requires about 12 to 15 hours a month at most. Next Sunday is our annual Memorial Day service. Please feel free to bring pictures of friends, family, or loved ones who have served our Memorial Day altar. The annual LCUUC congregational meeting will be held after the service on Sunday, June 5th, starting promptly at 11:30 a.m. This is a very important meeting for all members to attend, so please mark your calendars. Look for the agenda to arrive via the post office sometime next week. Child care will be provided.
Good morning and welcome to Lake Country Unitarian Universalist Church. At LCUUC, we work to surround this community with the spirit of love and peace in everything we do. Good morning, my name is Nicole Barra. As a welcoming congregation, we hope that all visitors, friends, and members, wherever you are on life's journey and whatever your background, will find a lasting home here. Whether you are a child or an adult, you are welcome here. Whether you grew up in this church or just walked in the door this morning, you are welcome here. Whether you enjoy coffee in the morning or milk, you are welcome here. Please join us for refreshments and conversation in our social hall after the service. And while you're there, stop by the welcome table and find out more about LCUUC. Today's order of service includes announcements of upcoming church events, and we look forward to everyone joining in. Like and follow LCUUC on Facebook in order to get ongoing information about activities, and check our webpage at lcuuc.org to stay current with events and services. At this time, please silence all electronics that you may have with you today. And again, welcome to all here this morning. We are so pleased to have you that you have chosen to celebrate and worship with us on this special day. Please take a moment to say hello or introduce yourself to the people around you.
This morning's chalice lighting words were written by Elliot Rabinowitz.
This is the light of love.
A light of happiness.
A light that brings people together.
A light of friendship.
A light of compassion.
A light of truth.
A light that clears a path in the world of darkness.
A light of hope.
A light of peace.
A light of sorrows that will be made better.
This light is the light of love. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Chris Rollins, and I'm the Director of Religious Education here at Lake Country Unitarian Universalist Church. As many of you know, I have just begun my journey in this role as of May 1st of this year. For most of the year, I've been part of the 6th through 8th grade classroom as a teacher, and this service today is always a favorite of mine, because not only is it a chance to look back at what we've learned as a group, but I also get to see how the youth in our congregation have grown spiritually throughout the year and how they've incorporated our 7 principles into their own lives. As the parent of Kaya, I don't know where she is, I'm excited when we discuss the lessons she has on Sundays when we drive home from church. And she always shares with me how it always comes back to those 7 principles. When those moments happen with your kids, please realize that it is our amazing RE program and the dedicated teachers that help your kids make that connection. Encourage your kids to share their beliefs with others, because all people need a voice in our world, and I think it should start with their own. I began planning for today's service weeks ago and finished last night. And a theme began to emerge in a most organic way. The word that kept popping up in the music selections that were made, the chosen readings, and even the image on the cover of the order of service today, which was actually designed by one of our own kids here. The theme is peace. I began to embrace this theme, and I felt it was a great final message to reflect upon as we look back on our year. In the RE program, Transitions, here at LCUUC. I hope that today's service will be a culmination of all that we have and all that we will be in our future together. Each of the classrooms will be sharing a summary of their year's lessons and curriculum with a short presentation today. I hope that as we say goodbye to our formal classroom lessons until next fall, we can find a sense of peace today in all that we have accomplished this year within the RE program. If you know me, you know I'm a visionary. I'm very, very excited to be part of the future growth of our RE program as our community continues to grow here at LCUUC. I'm looking forward to meeting new members and new friends and meeting their kids. I'm looking forward to supporting and working together with our teachers, our RE committee members, but most importantly, getting to know your children and holding their spiritual development within my heart. Please reflect during today's service on the peace that we all share as we learn from our youth and as we witness 2 of our seniors share their peace with us as well today. I would like to share a quote by an unknown author that I have hung up in my office recently, and I will be referencing in the months to come. Peace. It does not mean to be in a place where there is no noise, trouble, or hard work. It means to be in the midst of all those things and still be calm in your heart. Our first class to present today is our K through 2nd grade, which we like to call the Spirit Play Classroom. This year, they focused on our 7 principles and their rainbow promises through using UU source stories. They talked about the universe that we live in, and they asked wondering questions such as, how did our universe come to be? Where did life on Earth come from? Through the use of stories, puzzles, models, fossils, art, and charts, they learn to think about some of the existential questions of life and how to understand them. As we get ready to hear the story for all ages now, one of the ways we care for the wider community and life on this earth is by contributing to local food pantries, both financially and through the collection of non-perishable food items, which we donate each month. If you have any food items you would like to share with other life forms, please ask a child to bring them forward with you to the basket. I now invite the children of any universe and any age to come forward and enjoy a flaming chalice lesson as presented by the teachers and children of our Spirit Play classroom.
Good morning. This is our flaming chalice lesson. This is the circle of our community. This is the circle of our Unitarian Universalist community. This is the circle of our universe. And this is the circle of our Earth community. This is our flaming chalice. Some people feel it holds the spirit of love and justice and truth, or maybe the spirit of mystery that some people call God. We put a candle in it because the flame is mysterious and beautiful and reminds us of spirit. These are some of the people of our Earth community. These people could be in our community. And there are lots of people in our Earth community. These are the plants and animals of our Earth community. We share the Earth with all these beings. These are the stars and planets of our Earth community and our universe, our neighbors in the Milky Way galaxy. It's getting really crowded in our circle. You know, sometimes it's hard to be in community. One being might do something that another being does not like, or you may feel squished when there isn't enough room. So in our Unitarian Universalist community, we make promises to each other about how we're going to treat each other so we get along and do what is right. We call these promises our principles. They are our promises to our whole Earth community. Red, we promise to respect all people. Orange, we promise to offer fair and kind treatment to all. Yellow, We promise to yearn, to accept and learn about ourselves, others, and the mystery. Green. We promise to grow by exploring what is true and right in life. Blue. We promise to believe in our ideas and act on them. Purple. We promise to work for peace, freedom, and justice for all beings. And white. We promise to respect the web of life that connects us with Earth and all living things. These 7 promises we make to each other remind us that we are connected to each other, the plants and animals on Earth, to the universe, and to the spirit of love and mystery, which some people call God. I wonder which of the circles of community are most important. I wonder if you have ever made a promise. I wonder what would happen if the promises weren't there. Thank you for listening to our story.
This church offers us the opportunity to connect with people of all ages and allows us to grow and learn as a community. Individually and together, we are Unitarian Universalists, building a world filled with peace and justice, love and joy. Let us now make an offering to sustain this place that we call our spiritual home. The morning offering will now be given and received. Thank you. for these gifts given and received for the work of this community. Today we will light two candles. The first one represents the joys we have in our hearts. The second one is for any concerns that are in our hearts and minds today. And now, please join us in a few moments of silent thought, meditation, or the spirit of prayer.
We will now hear from our third through fifth grade teachers in class. They used the spirit of adventure this year, and through physical movement and activities to study famous UU folks they may or may not have ever heard of. They used building, cooking, selling, and even Jell-O as part of their year. Please enjoy.
This year, the third through fifth graders learned about famous UUs from all walks of life. We did many hands-on activities like making stone soup, dissecting a computer, building houses out of graham crackers, practicing first aid on each other, and becoming human experiments by trying new foods like octopus, spam, and herring.
Good morning. Welcome to the LCUC Quiz Show. I'm your host, Olivia. Today we have a group of children from our awesome 3rd through 5th grade RE class willing to put their knowledge to the test on famous UU people. Shall we introduce them? Harrison and Zeke. Jack, why don't you tell us about your fabulous prizes?
Okay, for our first place winner, we have a $1 million check signed by our own Reverend Amy Shaw. For our second place prize, we have two tickets to Miami. Ticket and the other for the hotel, but yeah, Miami. And for a third place winner, a brownie.
Okay, back to you. Welcome and thank you for playing on our show this morning. Let's begin. Question number one. Elizabeth Blackwell, the first female doctor of modern medicine, teaches A, health and safety and how to prevent injuries, or B, us to be kind and fair in everything we do. Correct. It was A, health and safety and how to prevent injuries. Question number two. True or false? Clara Barton was known as the Angel of the Battlefield for treating soldiers on both sides during the Revolutionary War. The answer was false. It was the Civil War. Question number three. Mariah Mitchell, a 17th or 19th century American scientist, discovered A, a galaxy, B, a planet, or C, a comet. Incorrect. It was actually a comet. C. Number four. Tim Berners-Lee invented the World Wide Web. He is now A, living on a private island, B, working for Google, or C, a professor at MIT. Incorrect. It was actually C, a professor at MIT. Question number five. Daniel Chester French, the sculptor of the Lincoln Memorial, used what material to build it? A, marble, B, oak, or C, granite? Correct. It was A, marble. Question number six. Henry David Thoreau, author and naturalist, told the world about his Walden Pond living experience in A, movie, B, a blog, or C, a book. Incorrect. It was actually a book.
Harrison, why don't you come on up? First place winner. You get this $1 million.
I'm getting a call. I am so sorry. We cannot afford to give out $1 million checks on our first game show. Can I have that back, please? Now, second place winner, Jay, come on up here. You are.
Prize winner who didn't get any questions right, you get a donut. Or no, sorry, a brownie. Here, take it. Eat it. Whatever.
Thank you, everyone, for tuning in to the LCUC Quiz Show. Until next time, I'm Olivia. Have a nice day.
Next, we will hear from the 6th through 8th grade teachers and kids. Their year was a busy year with getting to know their neighboring faiths. Through lessons in class and many field trips to engage in worship with welcoming communities, they put a lot of miles on and made some friends along the way.
Thank you for riding the faith train. We have been on a trip to understand our neighboring faith communities. Using discussion, guest speakers, multimedia, and field trips, we have explored various religions to see the similarities and differences to our UU traditions. So climb aboard as Baden, our engineer, navigates us through our neighboring faith's experience.
went to the Catholic Church, I saw that our church is similar to their church. Both churches stand up during the service, but the Catholic people stand up and sit down more than our church. I learned that the people of the Catholic Church go up to get the bread and wine to become closer to God.
Another church we went to was the UU Church. It was similar to ours, but also had its differences. They said similar things and sang some of the songs we sing. When we went, the service was on how small people are in our world universe. I liked how the minister explained that people are only a small fraction of the world and have to enjoy everything around them. All of the people were really friendly and made us feel welcome.
At this temple, the minute we walked inside, Hindus from around the temple were opening our eyes to new ways of seeing the world. A kind man led us through the temple, showing us all the goddesses and gods and their statues. He engaged us in rituals and offered to show us many prayers. We left that day, and we had more ideas about how the world can be seen.
Just like our church, the sanctuary was the biggest room, and it had stained glass all around. They were open to all opinions, much more than other Lutheran churches. The umbrella effect for churches, which we evolved from Lutheran, and with the pastor, he could get married, have a family, and there was a cross behind him when he spoke.
A few Sundays ago, Eric Moraine came in and taught us about Zen Buddhism. We learned how to meditate, and we learned about the history of Buddhism. The old story goes that the prince Siddhartha Gautama was very sheltered in his palace. Then one day he went out and he saw suffering. He was very upset, so he meditated for a long time, giving birth to Buddhism. To practice Zen, we had peaceful Zen ice cream.
In our RE class, we also learned about humanism. Humanists believe that religion is too important to believe in an unproven belief, but instead base it on something they know exists. They acknowledge the power of the natural, not the supernatural. A quote from the humanist Frank Lloyd Wright, "I believe in God, but I spell it nature." Unitarian Universalism and humanism are alike because they both have roots in Greek humanism.
In the beginning of our neighboring faith unit, we started to learn about Judaism. We learned from a rabbi, his family, and friends about the many Jewish traditions. After the visit from the rabbi, we went to a Jewish synagogue where we were able to experience one of their services along with a short tour afterwards.
Finally, we will hear from our 9th through 12th grade class, or high schoolers, as we like to call them here. They had a year of the Building Bridges curriculum, TED Talk discussions about our world, investing in their spiritual development by staying in select worship services this past year. Please enjoy their reflections.
Our high school RE time was divided between a formal UUA curriculum and discussing TED Talks on various issues. The curriculum titled Building Bridges gave us the chance to learn more about other religions, their beliefs, and traditions.
We talked about different religions such as Christianity, Buddhism, evangelism, and Islam. For Christianity, we discussed the ideas of Martin Luther and the change in the Christian religion at that time. We also talked about the five new religions that formed after Lutheranism.
For the Islam faith, we watched two TED Talks, John Green's Crash Course on Islam, and reading the Quran. We discussed the five pillars of Islam, the declaration of faith, prayer five times a day facing Mecca, compulsory giving, fasting in the month of Ramadan, and taking a pilgrimage to Mecca.
While we had already done the neighboring faith curriculum when we were in middle school, we found that there is still plenty we don't know about other religions.
When we weren't visiting other houses of faiths or talking about other religions, we were watching and discussing TED Talks. For those who aren't familiar with TED Talks, they are 20-minute YouTube videos of some of today's most creative and innovating people talking about big ideas. They gave us a jumping-off point for conversations of our own.
One TED Talk I really enjoyed was titled The Transformative Power of Classical Music. In it, the speaker, Benjamin Zander, showed that although some people think that classical music is dying, we can all learn to appreciate it and open ourselves to all kinds of new ideas. We watched a few videos about economic inequality, which really opened our eyes about our Social Justice Committee's mission.
One of the most interesting TED Talks was given by a woman working to give more power to women in the Mormon Church.
After each video, we discussed and formed our own opinions about the issues. Talking about these issues all together helped us to better understand the ideas of the videos and the messages they were trying to get across.
We also talked about different ways we can take action about the things we care about. This summer, five of us will travel to Columbus, Ohio, to the General Assembly of the UUA. We will participate in breakout sessions about racial and economic justice. We'll connect with other UU youth from across the country and get a sense of what others are doing to put their UU faith into practice.
Next summer, 2017, the high school RE class will journey to Washington, D.C. to stay at the Steinbeck Center. Here, we will explore D.C., volunteer at local service organizations such as the D.C. Central Kitchen, the largest food provider to the homeless in the nation. We will also get a chance to talk about economic inequality and advocate for more equal system with our Wisconsin representatives in Congress.
The guest who told us about the Steinbeck Center used the analogy that when someone is drowning in a river, we can hold out a hand to help them pull them out. We can also look upstream to find out why they ended up in the river in the first place. We're looking forward to this service and advocacy trip. Which will help us give us a chance to do both.
We're looking forward to next
year.
This time, I'd like to recognize and thank the people who give of their time and energy to share their spirits with our youth. I'm going to read your names, and when I do, please stand up and be recognized with your group. And I'm going to ask that we hold off on applause to the very end, please. First, I'd like to recognize our spirit play teachers, Helen Barra, Robert Ayler, Megan Fetters, Sheila Larkin, and Carlin Wagner. Our Spirit Play class is so fortunate to have all of you to help them embrace the wonder of the world. Next, I'd like to recognize our third through fifth grade teachers, and they are Amy Johnson, Jeff Croning, Laura Nyquist, Heidi Peterson, Janice Tyler, and Jim Tyler. Thank you for making the spirit of adventure fun for all the kids this year. Our sixth through eighth grade or middle school teachers are Stacy Chick, Miki Craven, Kristen Sandin, and Rob Sir. Particularly close to my heart is this group, as I was once part of it this year. Thank you for all your efforts and miles to make Neighboring Faiths possible this year. Our high school teachers are Joanne Nelson, Kim Soor, and Phil Smith. Mary Fitzpatrick. They have come to know our high schoolers as kids. They have watched grow up in this congregation, but now they're excited to see their futures as adults begin to take shape. I would now like to also recognize Claire Johnson, Matt Peterson, and Kristen Sandin again, who have spent many hours with our high school youth group. They traveled to YouthCon this year, and they have ventured out to change the world one positive step at a time. Next, please recognize Sue Lewis, Jesse Knox, and Amy C., who helped lead our fifth and sixth graders this year through their transitions program, and they allowed them to explore their coming of age through their own bio poems. Lynn Smith and Kim Soor, please stand up. You have helped our two seniors prepare all year for their transition service today and lent them a kind heart in helping them declare their faith statements. Now I'd like to recognize the four people who taught our OWL program this year. OWL stands for Our Whole Lives and allows our youth to grow up with the support of the community around them. Chris White, Phil Smith, Bryn Vukolich, and Paul Fackler, please stand. Now I would like to recognize a special group of friends who spend their time during services every Sunday with a special needs young member of our church, Al Haskell, Susan Vincent, Robert Ayler, and Kevin C., please stand up. Finally, we hold a special thank you in our hearts for anyone else who has volunteered this year to lead an intergenerational lesson or spend time outside of the service within a classroom. There are two people that I'd like to mention in my final thank you before Dave speaks, and that is Nancy Brott and Doug Estee. The music you both hold in your hearts, yes. The music you both hold in your hearts is given without thought to our kids on a weekly basis. From fundraisers to rushed rehearsals, thank you for sharing your gifts with our kids and the especially beautiful performance this morning. Now, Dave Cicero would like to say a few words about the RE committee.
Hi, I'm Dave Cicero, and I served as the chair of the RE committee this past year, and we've just met this morning a lot of people who have volunteered their time and energy to help our children grow spiritually. So let's give them all a nice round of applause here. Also involved in making the RE program work this year was a group that meets monthly to make decisions on behalf of the congregation, to advise our director of religious education, and help coordinate special programs throughout the year. Each member of this RE committee has a special role, also serving as a liaison to an individual classroom, bringing news from the classroom back to the committee, and to keep the teaching groups informed of what decisions the committee is making, and so forth. This past year, as many of you know, we had an interim minister of religious education who also served as the minister of the United UU Church in Waukesha. And so as a result, Skylar Vogel, who brought with him a wealth of RE experience and provided some very professional leadership, was not able to be with us most Sunday mornings. This required our RE committee to really step up and be the faces of the program. greeting and orienting, visiting families, helping teachers finish preparing their classrooms, supervising the nursery, and communicating back to Skylar what went on any given Sunday. I'd like to recognize the following people for their service on the RE committee. So if you could please stand when I call your name. Kristen Sandin, who is liaison to the high school class and youth group. Miki Craven, who is the middle school liaison. Laura Nyquist, who came on mid-year and served as liaison to the third to fifth grade classrooms. Christy Bowden, who also joined the committee mid-year. Megan Fetters, liaison to Spirit Play and third to fifth grade classroom at different times throughout the year. And Helen Barra, who actually pulled double duty during our transition period of DRE, kind of keeping tabs on the nursery staff while serving as liaison to the Spirit Play classroom as well. Each of these people, invaluable people, have provided the structure for our RE program so that the teaching teams could do their good work with our children and youth each Sunday morning. But not every one of these folks will be continuing next year, so I invite all the rest of you to consider becoming part of the RE committee, whether or not you have children of your own in the program. Making decisions about the direction and focus of religious ed, the curricula we use, how best to involve children and youth in regular and special Sunday worship, and just being part of a fun group that helps make sure we stay true to our mission to educate, inspire, and empower our youth is a great way to share a really important ministry in our church. So thank you to those who served this past year. And I and the other members of the committee will be at the Sharing the Ministry tables this week and next to answer any questions you might have about becoming involved.
I also want to thank Dave. The one person that's been invaluable to me as I come on board has been Dave. He spent countless hours probably making sure I have the information I need to do this job. So I want to thank Dave. And our thank you to everyone who we've honored and recognized today. Over here to the side, you can see a chalice wooden ornament, I guess if you would like to call it that. And I invite everyone that was recognized today to stop by after service and pick one up. And they were created by our own Matt Peterson. Where's Matt? His business is called Smart Mountain Designs, and I think they are very lovely. So I'd like to say thank you, Matt. Now, please rise in body or spirit and join in singing hymn number 118. In the gray hymnal, This Little Light of Mine.
Thank you. morning. Yeah, my name's Lynn Smith, and I'm here to introduce our two high school seniors, Maya Pesky and Nicole Berra, who were born in 1998. And because of that, they have spanned three decades, two centuries, and two millenniums. Woo! Woo! No one else can say that. This fact in and of itself makes these young women outstanding. In addition, for the senior transition program that they both participated in this past year here at church, they are the first of our seniors to choose a couple to be their mentors instead of just one member. So I want to thank Kim and Rob Sewer and Amy and Kevin C. for being the mentors this year. This program strives to help our seniors make the transition from high school to whatever you want to call life after high school. For these young women, it will be college life. Moving away from home, making new friends, learning about themselves and our world a little more, and what they want to pursue in life. The lyrics of our hymn, Blue Boat Home, which I thought maybe we were going to sing today, gives a feel for transitions in life. The song reminds us to give thanks to the waves upholding us, hail the great winds urging us on as we lean over the edge in wonder, casting questions into the deep. Both Nicole and Maya have been part of our church for much of their lives. Nicole first heard our hymns, I believe, through the muffled sounds of amniotic fluid when Helen was pregnant with her. And Maya was just about 8 years old when she stepped foot into our church. Both have been actively involved with church life. Maya has been on her feet a lot, here and around the world, really as evidenced by all the shoes she brought here, which mean a lot to her on the chancel table. They're shoes she wore cross-country skiing. I don't think the downhill boots are here. Too big. Cross-country, track, running track, traveling around the world, lots of shoes. And despite all of this, Maya has found time to be part of church life. She's been on high school service trips. She went to the Catholic Workers Farm in Minnesota and the Appalachian Service Project in Tennessee, where our high school youth helped to renovate homes. She's helped organize and attended the UU Youth Cons. She's done roadside cleanup for our stretch of Highway K and served meals to the homeless. I'm told that Maya will try most anything. She's humble, she's hardworking, and very dedicated. And she clearly leads by example. Nicole has been busy outside of church as well. This year, I know she's done a lot of curling. The high school team won the championship, and her trophy is up there. She's been on the Honor Society. Her plaque is there. And from the get-go, she's been a worker bee. When we were renting the Wales Presbyterian Church on Sunday evenings, Nicole would help load our hymnals onto a cart, take that cart into the small elevator, and take them downstairs for storage in the basement till our next Sunday service. Sometimes you'd find her helping Robin Reed wheel in our roadside sign after the service. What stands out about Nicole are her leadership skills. I've heard this from numerous RE teachers and from her mentors. When she was on the Appalachian Service trip, for example, I'm told she was one in particular who needed minimal instruction, she always took charge, and she had an outstanding attitude. And Nicole is always willing to engage in discussions. So these two young women are ready to graduate from high school. They've just spent years answering questions and quizzes and tests and ACTs, where the answers tend to be right or wrong. And now in this transition program, we've had to go and ask them to answer one more question. And this question doesn't have answers written in textbooks. You can't even Google the answer. Well, actually you can, I tried. But the answer you get isn't your own. The question is, what do I believe? It's not an easy question to answer, and if in doubt, you can spend some time trying to answer that for yourself. This answer isn't written in stone and will likely change over the years. And what's important is not so much the answer itself, but that they took the time to reflect and write an answer. It really allows them to more fully understand their foundation, take a stand for what they believe, and this in turn helps guide decisions down the road. So we're really fortunate that Maya and Nicole have the willingness and really the courage to share their faith statements with us today. And for bringing these things that hold special meaning to them that are displayed on the chancel table. Thank you, Maya and Nicole. You're a role model, really, for all the kids, the other kids here at church and for the adults as well.
All right, so I'm first. So last year for this service, I sat right over there with all my friends. I was watching all my friends come up here and share this faith statement like I am going to with you. I sat there super excited to share my faith statement, what I believe. And now that I'm up here, I don't really know why I was so excited. I mean, I grew up in this church, and my parents started coming here before I was born, as you heard. And I've always been able to call this place my home. This church and all of you in it have shaped me into who I am today, and that is why I confidently call myself a Unitarian Universalist. So what does this mean I believe? Well, I think I know what I believe, but I really don't know how to put it into words. When I was trying to write this speech last night, I was letting my mind wander, and I remembered the middle school equivalent to the faith statement was a bio poem. So I thought I would start with that and maybe add a few things. So here it goes. Nicole, daughter of Michael and Helen, sister of Nadine, lover of tigers, warm weather, and food, who feels overwhelmingly excited for the future ahead, who needs plenty of sleep, who fears the unknown and failure, and would like to see the seven wonders of the world, who believes... See, this is where it got kind of tricky. I believe in quite a few things, so here's a few of them. I believe our future is constantly changed by our actions. I believe everything happens for a reason, but sometimes the reason is not always what we think. I believe equality is something we will forever strive to obtain, but will be the hardest thing to obtain of all. I believe that we are the highest power there is, and sometimes we abuse that power. I believe that taking care of the environment should be one of our top priorities. I believe that it shouldn't matter who you love or how you identify, because everyone deserves respect. I believe we as a country have participated in too many conflicts. I believe Jesus was a very influential man in his time. I believe the earth was created billions of years ago. I believe life is not short because it is the longest thing we will ever experience, but it feels short because we only have a limited number of opportunities to do the things we love. I believe everything is a learning experience. I believe my moral compass is pointing me in the right direction. And I believe that when we die, we will learn the truth about everything, and I may learn that I'm wrong. And I believe that I have not written down every one of my beliefs, but I think this is a good start. With these beliefs, it is no surprise I feel comfortable in the UU world. Unitarian Universalists are the most accepting, open-minded, and righteous people, religious people I know. I hope to become more like this next year at American University, located in Washington, D.C., where out of 17 religious groups on campus, Unitarian Universalism is one. And I have a challenge for all of you. Just like my mentor Kim did, sit down with a piece of paper, a pencil, and a timer. Put 3 minutes on the clock, and in those 3 minutes, write down all the things you believe. Your wandering mind might surprise you, or the lack of words on paper might concern you. But once you're done, you may realize you're a lot like me. You're you.
Okay. Hi, my name is Maya Pesky. When I told my friends about this faith statement, I clearly remember one of them exclaiming, "Ooh, what religion are you going to pick?" What religion am I going to pick? As a Unitarian Universalist, that's not quite how I think of this. As the child of travelers, I've been exposed to a lot in my 18 years of life. Different cultures, religions, and communities have helped to shape who I am as a person. Combined with a Unitarian Universalist upbringing, I always knew I would be able to choose my own faith. The UU principle of a free and responsible search for truth and meaning assures that. So, for me, learning about different religions opened new doorways, and I thought that was really cool, because we could believe whatever we wanted to and support everyone in their own beliefs at the same time. But then I realized I had no guidelines and no precedent for my own belief to be based off of. Sure, I had my parents, but really I knew choosing a faith would not be that easy. Kind of on my own, I had to figure out what to believe in, and you guys gave me a year. Okay, more than a year, but I'm a procrastinator. So it came down to 2 days before I was supposed to announce my faith in front of the entire congregation. And I mean, I thought I could try to take a religion test, but religion isn't an online survey. It's personal, and it's not a one-and-done thing. So that's why I took multiple religion tests, like 5 of them. I also got about 5 different religions. So obviously this was very helpful in my search for truth and meaning, and I quickly scrapped all of the data and moved on to Plan B. Plan B, as it turns out, was voice typing and talking through my thoughts, trying to make sense of things, and hopefully coming up with a faith statement along the way. All I could really come up with is that I believe in the little things, like the power of hot tea when you're stressed out studying for that last AP test that you know you're going to fail anyways. The relaxed and exuberant feeling after a run, and finally realizing the deeper meaning of a book you've been reading. And I believe in differences, not just in people, but in everything. No two atoms are the same. Even if they have the same chemical makeup, they cannot possibly be in the exact same place at the exact same time, meaning their environments will always be different. People are the same way. Sure, we can be born with similar genetic codes, similar lifestyles, but you can't really have an exact copy of yourself. Every decision you make in your life affects who you are. In this way, life is kind of scary. You'll never truly understand anyone because there's no possible way for me to be able to know all of the life decisions and all of the experiences that any one person has been through that have made them who they are. But that's kind of cool. The different ways you and places you meet people really affect your relationship with that person and shape who you are with them. That's something that can't really be changed or falsified. It's just true. And the beautiful thing about everyone being so different is that we're different together, so we can connect that way. And I feel I can never really judge anyone because there's no possible way for me to understand every circumstance that has led them up to the point where they are now, and how every choice they have made has shaped their personality and morals. But trying to understand, that's the fun part. I was kind of expecting this to be some big announcement about my belief in a higher power or my devotion to some religion, but I think I'm glad that didn't happen. Life is full of uncertainty, and I have the rest of my life to gain some certainties. Now that I've gotten that part over with, I'd like to tell you a little bit about my future plans. I'll be attending Cornell College next year, not the university in New York, but the small liberal arts college in Mount Vernon, Iowa, Cornell. If you couldn't tell by the rest of my transition speech, I'm extremely undecided in life, and this unfortunately has carried over to my education. So, as an undecided major, I plan to look into a wide variety of topics, including political science, literature, architecture, engineering, and biology. I really hope to study abroad at least once in college because I really love traveling. Iowa might not be my final destination, but I realize that it doesn't have to be. I have the rest of my life to live, and I think this is a pretty good place to start. Thank you.
Thank you very much for sharing. Those were great. You know, it really points to how fluid that process is of figuring out what we believe. It's really great. So I'd like to formally recognize the seniors and their mentors. So if you guys wouldn't mind stepping to the front of the church. We've got Nicole Barra, who was mentored by Kim and Rob Sewer. And Maya, mentored by Kevin and Amy C. So thank you, mentors, for sharing yourselves with Maya and Nicole, and I'm sure you've learned a lot from them as they've learned from you. And we've got a few gifts from our congregation to the seniors. They're going to get their LCUUC chalice to take to college with them. And there's a book in there called Becoming, which is written by UUs. And some gift cards. Is that right? Or some cards made by...
Our cards. Remember when we made cards.
Yeah.
So handmade cards by the seniors. I have a few parting words I want to share. And they're written by Ursula Le Guin. Please bring strange things. Please come bringing new things. Let very old things come into your hands. Let what you do not know come into your eyes. Let desert sand harden your feet. And let the arch of your feet be the mountains. Let the paths of your fingertips be your maps, and the way you go be the lines on your palms. Let there be deep snow in your inbreathing, and your outbreath be the shining of ice. May your mouth contain the shapes of strange words. May you smell food cooking you have not eaten. May your soul be at home where there are no houses. Walk carefully, well-loved one. Walk mindfully, well-loved one. Walk fearlessly, well-loved one. Return with us, return to us. Be always coming home. So please stay connected and visit as often as you can. It means a lot to us. And keep letting your little light shine. So let's give them a round of applause.
So many times in my experience as an RE teacher, I've heard kids say during joys and concerns in the classroom that they brought their parents to church today because they didn't want to miss RE class. This is a testimonial to the amazing group of children we have amongst us. Nicole and Maya are fortunate to have parents that listen to that call. And because of the dedication to coming to church on a regular basis with their kids, we just heard the faith statements of two young ladies who are ready to go out into the world with a spiritual flame to guide them. Helen and Mike Barra and Beth and Chris Pesky, please stand up and accept a thank you from your daughters for the commitment to them that shines bright today.
We're going to end today with the song Look Around. It's a song that I wrote with Karen Haskell when our daughters graduated 8 years ago. And you'll all be invited to join in the singing. The words are in your order of service. The chorus is in there too, so feel free to sing the chorus whenever we sing it, and then the final verse you'll sing with us as well.
I want to add one more thing. On the back of the sheet with the words for the song, there's a survey. If you could please take a minute and fill it out and drop it in a basket on your way out today, our music program would much appreciate it. Thank you.
Nicole's going to extinguish the chalice because me and fire don't get along. And we extinguish this chalice here that it might glow gently in our hearts. May it light your path as you leave this place. May it guide your way until we are together again. Thank you.